I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's Mother's Day, and what better gift to give your mom than a flowering basket for her garden or patio? Why not go to a local garden center with your mom to pick out the plants to make the flowering container? Pick out a tall plant for the center, medium-sized plants for the middle, and cascading plants for the edge. Most gardeners are familiar with common trailing annual flowers, such as alyssum, lobelia, and petunias. These classic trailers can be mixed with other flowers or grown by themselves. But there are other more unusual trailers to try too. Calibrachoa, also known as million bells or super bells, features small petunia-shaped flowers that bloom their little heads off. There's a vast array of flower colors and types, with some trailing more aggressively than others. One of my favorites is Lemon Slice. It has a pinwheel pattern of white and yellow colors on the petals. Scavola sounds like an Italian sausage, but really it hails from Australia. It's called the fan flower and cascades a foot or more. It traditionally comes in blue flowers, but newer varieties have pink and white flowers too. Dichondra isn't a flowering trailing annual, but it's still attractive. It features silver-colored scallop-shaped leaves growing on long strands. This morning glory relative creates a silver waterfall-like look as it cascades over the container edge. Finally, in larger containers, try growing trailing nasturtium varieties such as Moonlight. These blooms add bright colors of tasty edible flowers to your creation. All these trailers need full sun, fertile soil, and constant moisture to grow best. Try using self-watering containers to reduce the frequency of watering. Simply fill the reservoir and let it go for days without being a slave to watering your pots. If the trailers get leggy, cut them back, and they'll regrow and keep flowering. And now for this week's tip, wait to plant basil seedlings. There's no need to rush these delicate plants into the garden. They may wilt and rot in the cool soil. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about little beetles. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.